Good afternoon and welcome. Mr. Ambassador, Mrs. Joe, on behalf of the people of Missouri, welcome to Jefferson City, our state capital, and my office. The First Lady and I were honored to join you in December for a special dinner at your embassy in Washington. It is now our pleasure to host you for another important discussion to promote trade and economic growth between our two peoples, a discussion that I know will make our existing relationship even stronger. George Ann is, as we speak, overseeing final preparations at the mansion right now, and she will be on hand to greet you when you arrive in just a few short minutes. I would also like to note a few members of the Midwest China Hub Commission who are here. I'm joined by my great friend, the chairman of the commission, Mike Jones. Also, we have the vice chair, Dick Fleming, is here. Dan Meehan, the vice chair. Stephen Perry and other members of the commission are also here. As I look out with the lights on me, it's somewhat difficult, although I can see Charlie Dooley and Francis Slay looking much more relaxed than they do in their offices when I visit them. Mr. Ambassador, as governor of Missouri, I take great pride in the innovation, skill, and productivity of our people. Missourians are known throughout the country and around the globe as sharp thinkers, successful entrepreneurs, and dedicated workers. The quality of our workforce, combined with our world-class scientific and research centers, our abundant natural resources, and our central location, gives me every confidence that Missouri will continue to lead this nation in economic recovery and growth. Those same attributes make Missouri a prime partner for trade with your country. During your visit to Missouri, we are focusing our conversation on our mutual goal of strengthening the ties between our countries by establishing a Midwest trade hub with China in St. Louis. This is a worthy goal, one that would bring us closer together, create jobs for Missourians quickly, and continue to lay a foundation for long-term economic growth and transformation. As we continue our work, I hope we can do so in a spirit of continued cooperation and partnership for our mutual benefit. Missouri farmers, scientists, and businesses are constantly creating goods and products that will change the way we live, work, and channel information. I look forward to continuing our efforts to expand markets for excellent Missouri agricultural products and other Missouri-made goods around the globe. Again, Mr. Ambassador, we are absolutely delighted to welcome you to Missouri. And we look forward to fruitful conversations that will lead to economic growth and prosperity for the people of Missouri and the people of China. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce the Ambassador of the People's Republic of China to the United States, Mr. Zhou Wenzhong. Mr. Ambassador. Thank you.
Mr. Governor, good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I want to thank Governor Nixon and Chairman Jones for their gracious hospitality. It is a great pleasure and honor for me to visit Missouri. I was in St. Louis this morning where I had intensive discussions with the Missouri congressional delegation, Senator Bond, Mayor Slay, County Executive Dooley, and many members of Midwest China Hub Commission on how we can work together to turn this big idea into reality. I came out of such discussions with reinforced confidence that this big idea is the right decision. It is indeed a visionary step and will materialize to serve both sides. I'm confident because it has the strong political will needed from both sides. I'm confident because we have seen a solid foundation for further cooperation. I'm confident because there are good opportunities ahead. This year, China is going to host a number of events, including the Summer Davos and the World Expo. They provide great opportunities for businesses from Missouri to network with Chinese companies and explore long-term cooperation. I hope Missouri will seize such opportunities to raise its profile in China. We will also encourage more Chinese business delegations to come here. I'm pleased that I have personally witnessed the birth of this creative and important initiative and have been able to contribute to its development ever since. I will continue to devote myself to this project, and I sincerely hope that this big idea will blossom into greater fruition at an early date. Thank you very much.
Any questions from the press? First of all, we're centrally located in the United States. We're in a unique opportunity to be, with the growing, emerging economy, fast-growing economy of China, to be the leading spot for exporting Missouri goods and opening up trade opportunities both ways. That's why we especially think with the airport opportunity in St. Louis and the ability to use the new runway as well as the property that's north there, that we're uniquely positioned in North America to see these two growing economies interacting directly. We think that we're well positioned, and a lot of work has been done by a number of people, both on the labor side as well as on the governmental side as well as on the business side, to begin the investments that can make this a place where international trade grows for years to come. Well, we're all part of first of all, the entire Midwest, not only Springfield, Missouri, but other states in this region are also extremely interested in this. They see this as an opportunity for direct movement of goods between the economies in the People's Republic of China as well as the United States. They see these as outstanding export opportunities, outstanding educational opportunities, and we believe that this is something – this isn't called the Eastern Missouri hub. This is the Midwest. I mean, we see ourselves as putting a footprint down in the center part of this country to use the resource of Lambert, to use the resource of the land north of there to begin to dramatically expand our import-export capacities.
I think during the last strategic economic dialogue, the Chinese side agreed to resume import of American pork. So I think now we are in the process of implementing that decision. Actually, China is a very important trade partner for American farmers. And I think you have a very large surplus in terms of trade of farm produce. And I expect that it will continue like this. And China is a very major market for U.S. farmers. I hope you will do more promotion of your exports. And I understand nationally, China, United States are the second largest trade partner to each other. And in this region, China, you know, is moving up in terms of its place in the trading relationship of the neighboring states with China, including Missouri, either the third trade partner or fourth trade partner. I think this is it will the amount of exports from United States to China will increase. In November alone last year, it increased by 740%. So I'm very hopeful that exports going to China will keep growing. So that's why we need a hub in the middle part of the United States.
How does China benefit from that?
Actually, I think a lot of things are going on. People-to-people exchanges, exchange of goods, and I anticipate there will be more cooperation. And this morning, we discussed the possibility of working together in the area of healthcare, for instance. You have very good healthcare providers, and you have good experience in this area. So I think there will be more cooperation, not just in trade, not just in people-to-people exchanges. There will be exchanges, there will be cooperation in other areas. So I'm talking about the Midwest, with China. It's true, you know, exchanges with West Coast, with East Coast go back a long way. But I must say, for states in the middle part of the United States, this is just happening. And I think we are trying to sort of preempt the changes which will take place, and I see them coming.
When you think of trade between nations, you think of deep water ports where vessels can carry a lot of materials. How can an airport in the center of a country begin to compete in terms of just carrying a lot of goods? Isn't there a limitation built in to using an airport as a portal for trade?
You know, there are things which needs to be shipped faster than others. I can give you one example. For instance, Nike exports lots of air cushion to China. And it is true that the shoes are no longer made in the United States, but air cushion is their intellectual property. And it is air cushion that makes the Nike shoes so welcome, so popular. So they keep that very close to their home. So that's why Air China, now has a cargo service to where the air cushion is manufactured.
And that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, important, yes. But I'm just trying to give you example. So I think as trade further grows, as, the varieties of goods shipped either way, there must be things which needs to be carried by airplane. So I think we are trying to map out for the future. If you try to take a look at the current trade, either the volume or varieties of goods, but I think we need to take a long view. And that's why I'm saying we are trying to preempt the kind of changes which may take place. And also talking about the exchange of people. United States will send 100,000 students to China in the next 5 years. And many of them will go, I think, from here to China. And I think maybe we need a nonstop flight from here to China, saving them trouble of transiting through other cities. And there will be more students coming to this country, to this region. I understand there are already 200 or 300 students and all scholars studying medicine at Washington University alone. Your president has said that the U.S. will double its export in the next 5 years. And your president also said that U.S. will spend $8 billion promoting fast-speed train. And I think we have technology and we have expertise which maybe we can share with you. And our banks are ready, prepared to finance projects like this. So I think what we have in mind is not just what's going on now, but what may happen in the future. So this is a project for the future.
Uh,
U.S. and Taiwan can only maintain unofficial relations, as agreed by the two sides, by China and the United States, at the time of normalization. And obviously, the sale of weapons to Taiwan is not consistent with that commitment undertaken by U.S. government at the time of normalization of relations with us. So that's why we have expressed our opposition to that sale all along. And after the announcement was made, we made very serious representations here and also in Beijing and launched a protest with the U.S. government against that sale. So we hope the U.S. government will take our representations very seriously and will correct that decision and stop selling weapons to Taiwan, because that's what the One China policy is all about. On the other hand, of course, U.S.-China relations are much more than this issue. So there are other things we need to pay attention to. So on the one hand, we hope the U.S. government will stop selling weapons to Taiwan. On the other hand, you know, there are other things we need to take care of. I think basically it's a perception problem. That is how China should be perceived, how China should be treated. We hope China will be perceived here as a friend, as a partner, and that's the way China wants to be, and that's the way China has offered to be. Vice versa, I think more and more people in China perceive the U.S.-China relationship as a relationship of partner. And, you know, it's in the joint statement issued by the two presidents during the visit of President Obama that the two sides want to strive for a relationship of a partner. But on the other hand, we need to follow the guidelines. We need to follow the commitment to One China policy in dealing with this relationship, in handling when we try to manage this relationship.
Mr. Ambassador, I thank you very much for coming here. We look forward to having a very, very solid evening this evening as we continue to have continuing growth in the specificity of the dialogue between this state, this region, and your country. We tremendously appreciate, and I think that the questions and interest here show you how deeply the people of this region are prepared to believe and understand and live in a world that touches all corners of the globe. We feel very strongly that Missouri is ready to compete worldwide. We know you feel that way about your country and the provinces within it. We look forward to a very solid dialogue this evening and a continued growth of this economically beneficial relationship between your country, our state, and this region of our country. Thank you very much.
Thank you.